You guys ready?
You obviously know Tubby's team's in style pretty well. Is that what you expected?
They did what we had seen them do. They're an outstanding basketball team. They do a very good job of sharing the basketball. If you look at they had 34 field goals and 25 assists. I was, obviously disappointed in the results. Not disappointed in our kids' efforts. I thought we competed, but it was hard to score at the rim against them. They blocked 15 shots, 15 block shots and 25 assists. I thought we did a nice job in the first half. Gave up too many second shots, and of course, obviously didn't take care of the ball. In basketball, you have to take care of the basketball to give yourself a chance to score, and then you have to keep people from getting easy shots. And I thought they shot the ball much better in the second half. Did a very nice job moving the basketball, and they're an outstanding basketball team. Coming in from last year, they had depth. They play hard. They play together. I'm proud of our kids. We're just a little overmatched this early in the year with a young team. I think that's extremely difficult to play an experienced team. Because how many freshmen played for them? First and second year players. But the Gophers are to be congratulated. But I'm proud of our kids' efforts and. Hopefully we'll be able to get better. We've got another game Monday. We have a difficult schedule. We go to Central Arkansas, and next week we have Lipscomb and Memphis on the road, and then the following week we're at Southern Utah and at Kansas. So I'll have a pretty good opinion about college basketball and who some of the good teams are, I think, by Thanksgiving before we get back to some of our others.
Used to that, Tubby Smith coach team, obviously you've been around them.
They're going to play. I think they do a very good job of getting deflections. I know they chart them just like we do, and they're active. They do a good job of playing passing lanes. And what happens is sometimes your players, they get caught in no man's land. They'll go and they think something's there, but it's really not. And strong, physical, athletic team that for us is really, really, really tough out. At this point in the year.
At one point in the first half. I think you had 16 turnovers, but you're only down by 7. Did you feel like you were in the thick of it?
Though we had a chance. One of the things you have to do to win against good teams, and particularly good teams on the road, you have to take care of the basketball, and you have to avoid giving up easy shots. And the three at the end of the half takes a wind out of your sails, but we were in a pretty decent position. Had we not turned the ball over, and made a couple more plays, then you're right there. But in the first half, we had 17 turnovers, and they had 10 offensive rebounds. If you can cut those by a third, then the game's a little more competitive. But, that's still a two-way street. I'm sure there's some things that they probably don't think they did well.
Murphy, kind of the key to things offensively for you, at least at times tonight?
Well, Kevin's a talented young man, and sometimes he tries to do too much off the dribble, but he certainly has, a chance to be a good player. We play a freshman. Barnes is a freshman who did a good job. He was active. He got a hand to him a couple of times. He missed the layup, but he works hard. Namati is a sophomore. Our only seniors that played are Davis and Elijah Muhammad, Cunningham Muhammad. We only have two juniors, so we have a lot of freshmen and sophomores that play that are going to play pivotal roles, but I'm okay with that. We know that we're going to be a work in progress, and what we want to do is try to get better. The tough part is our kids play so hard and such good kids, I think that they'll take a loss like any loss extremely hard, but we've got to bounce back. We've got to work out tomorrow, and we've got to get to Central Arkansas and play on Monday.
How's Muhammad? He came down pretty hard.
He turned his ankle. It's one of those things at that point in the game. When he went back out, he limped. The trainer said, you don't take any risk. At that point, it's not worth it. You have to be healthy for the long haul. So there wasn't any need in taking a chance. And he does some good things. He has some speed. We want to play up and down and do some things. But you have to make shots. You've got to get shots. So you can't turn the ball over. You got to make shots. And some shots that were makeable, a lot of them came back at us. I don't know if that's a school record for block shots. Does anybody? Is that close? That's 15. They were averaging 13 and a half in the two exhibition games.
I think it is.
So, you know, that's, you know, you missed 38 shots and 15 of those were blocked. You know, and of course, that means they probably challenged a bunch more that, you know, you're sort of looking over your shoulder. But, you know, for our kids, it's in a good atmosphere. Disappointed with the final result because I think we're capable of playing better than that. But Minnesota has a lot to do with that. Anybody else? Easy crowd. Thank you very much. You folks have a good month.
You do the same.